Scholastic Audio presents The Traitor's Game, Book 1, by Jennifer A. Nielsen. Read by Jesse Valinsky and Michael Corin Dorsano. In a traitor's game, there are no winners, only those left standing at the end. Cheat or be cheated, crush or be crushed, play or be killed. The next move is mine. Chapter 1. Kestra. The truth of where I'd been for the past 3 years wasn't what anyone believed. It wasn't exile, as my father claimed. The lava fields were barren and unforgiving, and charming, in the way that discovering a thorn with one's bare foot might be charming. But I'd gladly choose to live there, before sacrificing my happiness for my father's political demands. Nor was I hiding, as most people in my country suspected. While it was true that I'd been sent to the fields on the same day I escaped a kidnapping, I had Darrow to protect me now. Thanks to him, I was stronger than before. And I wasn't away learning to become a proper young lady. If anything, the opposite was true. My handmaiden, Celia, had tried her best, encouraging me to put down the swords and disc bows Darrow liked to train me with, and pick up a hairbrush or sewing needle instead. But so far, I'd done more damage to my fingers with the needles than had ever been done to me by the edge of a blade. The truth about the lava fields was that very few people knew my whereabouts, making it the first place I'd ever felt.